From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Syrian rebels say they will attend peace talks in Kazakhstan next week. They say the meetings in Astana on January 23rd will focus on the ceasefire, humanitarian issues, and violations by the regime. Turkish media reports thousands of soldiers will be sent into Syria as Turkish forces struggle to recapture the strategically important town of Al-Bab from the Islamic State group. Last month, 16 Turkish soldiers were killed in one attack in Al-Bab, where jihadists increasingly are using suicide bombers and truck bombs. The Turkish army launched Operation Euphrates Shield last August, ostensibly to support the Free Syrian Army, or FSA, the rebel group fighting with Turkish forces in Syria. Gambia's president has filed an injunction aimed at preventing the president-elect's inauguration on January 19th. It forbids any party from swearing in President-elect Adama Barrow. President Yahya Jammeh said late Sunday on state television, all parties should await the outcome of a case before the Supreme Court that challenges the results of Gambia's December 1st election. Mr. Jammeh, who has ruled the West African country for 22 years, lost that election and refuses to accept the results. South Korean prosecutors have asked for the arrest of Samsung's acting chief, Lee Jae-young. They have been conducting a probe into Samsung's financial support of a business and foundations backed by President Park Geun-hye's friend Choi Soon-sil. The corruption scandal has led to the impeachment of Ms. Park. A court will rule on the prosecutor's arrest request on Wednesday. This is VOA News. The Egyptian public is applauding a court ruling against a government agreement last year to hand over the strategic Red Sea islands of Tiran and Sanafir to Saudi Arabia. Edward Uranian reports.
The audience in the courtroom erupted with applause Monday as Egypt's top administrative court rejected a government decision to hand over two long-contested Red Sea islands to Saudi Arabia. The ruling had prompted a rash of public demonstrations last spring to oppose what many called a government diktat. Egypt's former Deputy Supreme Court Justice Tahani Gebali told Egyptian media the government does not have the final word in matters that are contested, since the judiciary and parliament oversee its decisions. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
The regional government of Northern Ireland has collapsed and will be dissolved next week. Early elections are planned for March 2nd. The government's demise was deemed likely last week when Deputy First Minister Martin McGuinness resigned to protest First Minister Arlene Foster's handling of a green energy plan. Foster blames her opponents.
We, as a party, have done all that we can to maintain government in the Northern Ireland Assembly so that the real issues like health, education, and Brexit are addressed. But instead of trying to work with us, as we have done so many times in the past with Sinn Féin, they have chosen to pursue political self-interest.
Observers predict a brutal election that will come at the very same moment the British government seeks to solidify its exit from the European Union. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump says his plan to replace President Obama's health care program is formulated down to the final strokes and will be unveiled soon. In an interview with the Washington Post, Trump said his goal was insurance for everybody, but he declined to provide specifics. On today's Martin Luther King Day, President-elect Donald Trump met in New York with the civil rights leader's son.
I am, as John Lewis and many others are, a bridge builder. The goal is to bring America together and Americans. We are a great nation, but we must become a greater nation.
Martin Luther King III. German Chancellor Angela Merkel promised Monday to seek agreement with President-elect Donald Trump once he is sworn in later this week. She insists that Europe will chart its own path forward in spite of differences with the incoming American leader. U.S. Vice President Joe Biden says the international community must stand up against Russian aggression and urged President-elect Donald Trump to be a strong supporter and partner of Ukraine. He spoke Monday in Kiev alongside President Petro Poroshenko. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.